All right, Payne and Pendergast, you know, D'Amico Ryans, we kind of unearthed this yesterday, is that D'Amico Ryans, based on a lot of these sideline microphones that get picked up, you know, when D'Amico's mic'd up on the sideline, guy comes to the sideline, makes a play, and he screams like, yeah, defensive player of the year, like to Danielle Hunter, you know, he's screaming, all pro Sting, it's defensive player of the week right there. I think D'Amico Ryans likes accolades. I think he likes,
you know what, we'll parse out this quote because somebody asked him about the top 100. Was it Sarge? Somebody asked him about the Texans have the most players in the top 100. The player voted on.
Yeah.
The player voted top 100. And D'Amico gave an answer that I think explains exactly why he might lean into some of that stuff.
Oh, man. We pay attention to the top 100? No, I'm not. No, it's a credit to those guys. That's a big deal. It's a big deal to a lot of our players. So, you know, just for bragging rights, I think it does mean a lot to those guys. Who's our top guy?
Sting?
Yeah. So it's we had a few guys on there, I think, well-deserving. A lot of guys made it because they're great players. They're some of the best players in the league. So I'm proud to see our guys make that and get that recognition. It's pretty cool when, you know, you're working a lot. You know, Texans don't get a lot of coverage. But when we do get the coverage, to see our guys get recognized on that national level, that's big for them. I'm proud of those guys for that.
Texas. See, I think he cares, but he doesn't care about the award itself, but he cares that his players care.
Yes.
And I think he views it as a motivational tactic or just also, you know, acknowledging, okay, you guys care about this and I'm gonna recognize it. And then there you go. Most coaches are going to tell you, like, in their core, they're like, who the hell cares about outside acknowledgement? We just care about winning and everything. But he knows that the players do, or at least a lot of the players do care about it.
The next step is for someone next year, when they come out, to ask him about Madden scores. Madden player scores. Like, so D'Amico, Sting is one of 8 99s on Madden. That's always the big deal, the 99 club on Madden. It means you're one of the best.
Oh, there's only a few 99s?
There's like
Does anybody
half
ever
dozen.
Get 100?
No, 99 is the most you can get. So it's
99 is the highest.
Yeah, 99 is the highest. There's usually I don't know. Correct me, text page, if I'm wrong. There's usually like maybe like 6 to 8 99s, and then on down.
When did the Madden scores come out?
Like in the summertime? They already came out.
But they did. Okay.
If someone wants to ask him about him, that would be very entertaining for me and Seth.
That's an interesting one because that actually plays out with guys. I like hearing stories about it. I never got into Madden or playing it or anything, but I always enjoyed NFL players playing with guys that either with themselves as a player or guys that they know and everything. Yeah. Like that part of it does get interesting.
Did you ever get an NFL
player to speak honestly about, like, okay, the gap. What's the gap between which guy do you play against who's got the most underrated Madden score versus overrated and all
it's
that?
It's big, man. They care about that stuff.
But I want him to go Jalen Ramsey and just be fully honest. Like Jalen Ramsey would do it
because
he has done it before.
Yep.
He called his own quarterback. I can't remember where Jalen Ramsey was, but he basically just threw shade at his own quarterback.
Oh, it was
and
in
when
the
he started talking about.
Was it in a GQ article? No, I'm thinking of Odell Beckham Jr. in the GQ article was throwing shade at everybody.
Jalen Ramsey basically just said something where he gave a lot of compliments to everybody except his own quarterback.
It was Bortles.
His
quarterback was Bortles. I remember that. I do.
I think that he cares that the players care, and he knows that he can use it as a carrot on the stick or as an attaboy. Yeah.
I thought this was interesting only because it happened with all of the Texans players who made the top 100. The Texans had 6 players who made the NFL's top 100 as voted by the players. So it was like 1,000 players, and they put their top 20, and they tabulate the votes. Joe Mixon, 58. C.J. Stroud, 39. Joe Mixon, 58. Will Anderson, 46. C.J. Stroud, 39. Nico Collins, 32. Danielle Hunter, 25. Derek Stingley Jr., 18th. So that's all voted on by the players. 6 of the top 58. It's going to wind up being the second most players in the top 58. It's the most the Texans have ever had in the top 100. So to the players, this is a big deal. ESPN did a top 100 of their own this past week, Seth, and it was compiled by experts, writers of theirs, former players that write for them, but mostly like their analytics people and their the Jeremy Fowlers of the world. There's about a dozen or so, you know, so-called experts that voted on their top 100. Every single player for the Texans that wound up in the NFL's players top 100, every single one wound up lower on the pundits top 100. Joe Mixon didn't even make the top 100 for them. I'll admit I was a little surprised he made it for the players one, and especially 58th is pretty high. CJ Stroud was 39th with the players. He was 90th with the ESPN crew. Danielle Hunter, 25th with the players. He's all the way down at 57 with the ESPN crew. I mean, I think some of this is playing into what D'Amico kind of just sort of side-eyed said there. Like, yeah, Texans don't get much coverage. We don't get much attention. Will Anderson was the one whose rating was probably the closest. He was 46 from the players. He was 50th with ESPN. Nico Collins, 32nd with the players, 45th with the ESPN experts. And then Derek Stingley Jr., 18th with the players, 28th with the ESPN. I mean, those are some big differences right there, just in terms of the perception of the Texans play. I mean, this isn't going to decide the season for the Texans. I just find it interesting that across the board, people who cover the game and don't play it don't find the Texans players to be as good as their peers do.
The one thing that kind of jumped out at me, Sean, where I think it might have affected this is off the top of your head, because you follow the NFL top 100 about 1,000% more than I do.
Yeah.
It seemed like there were a lot of offensive linemen on this top 100 list by the experts.
Yes.
And I'm guessing in the NFL player list, there aren't as many offensive linemen.
Certainly not high up the list. There aren't.
And I think that's where, if you take a more measured look at things, there's just, when I was scrolling down through, every third guy on this list is a fatty, you know? And I think that probably skews things a good amount. Out of respect to the fatties, I gotta maybe respect the ESPN list a little bit more. But it also makes me a little bit less offended that they don't have the Texans ranked as highly as their player counterparts.
Stay offended. Yes, you must stay offended. I just thought it was. I just found it, like, as I'm going through this ESPN thing, I'm like, man, these guys do not. Especially the big one is CJ. Okay, like that. Forget about the other ones. They're all fairly close. They're in the same neighborhood. CJ, 39th amongst players, barely cracks the top 100 with the experts.
I think if you're looking at it again with a measured eye and using analytics and stats more so, then CJ's got 2 years of stats on him. And if you're trying to be objective about it and you're not looking at everything else, he's got one really impressive year. He's got one other year where statistically it didn't look as good.
Yeah.
So that's how I've been all off season. I think by and large, most people nationally haven't been skewering CJ Stroud at all. I think they've been saying they've just kind of put him off to the side. And as D'Amico said, people don't talk a whole lot about the Texans nationally. They can kind of just hold them off to the side in reserve, and they're looking at this year as, okay, I'm going to have more of a firm opinion about CJ Stroud after we see him with a different offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's just interesting that this particular group of people, I think 90th is not indicative of a mentality like that. Like 90th is pretty far down the list. Like 90th, they did spend time digging into a bunch of numbers and labeled him 90th. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say 39th amongst the players. Feels like the players weren't even looking at anything. They're like, CJ, a dog, man. CJ's a dog.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. No, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But I wonder about the court. Like, Jordan Love was 87th on this list.
And he didn't have a good year in the second half of last year.
Right, but where was he on the NFL top 100?
He was higher than 87th. I know that. Yeah. He was higher than 87th.
I mean, there's a whole lot of offensive linemen on this. I think a lot of them just got pushed out.
Yeah.
Jared Goff was 66th on this list.
Jared Goff just got announced he was 16th. Yesterday.
Right. So I would get, if it helps you at all, Sean, and be a little less offended, I think quarterbacks in general got pushed back on this.
Yeah. That makes sense. All right. I'm less offended. Sean, the word is wretched, not ratchet. And while we're at it, it's regenerative, not regenerative. Okay. I did mispronounce that on the Men's Tea Clinic commercial. No, I was saying ratchet. I'm not saying wretched.
Yeah.
I'm saying ratchet.
Don't correct Sean on his slang.
Yeah, it's slang,
all right?
Dude.
That's proper slang.
Yeah. Do you know what slang is, Texter? Okay. Do you know what that?
Yeah.
All right.
Mr. Well, actually.
Right.
No. Listen, if you're going to well actually somebody,
get it right.
Do us the favor of being correct.
Yes.
My God.
No, I said ratchet. And he didn't even spend ratchet right. He's W-R-A-T-C-H-E-D. He's probably thinking I mispronounced it. No, I meant ratchet when I said it. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Rob Stone joins us top of the hour. We'll get you guys ready for the big game between Texas and Ohio State this coming weekend on Fox. He's the host of Big Noon Saturday. Joe Mixon questions yesterday. These answers were not acceptable to the assembled media. Nick Caserio had an explanation I thought was a good one as to why the Texans approach injuries and reporting them the way that they do. We'll get to that coming up next.